Greetings from Episcopal Church of the Ascension. I'm Father Paul, back with another Paulcast. Some highlights about things that are happening at Ascension, some of which, of course, extends to those who aren't even members here. So I'm glad that you've joined us. Starting on Monday, I am leading a study in the book of Romans. It's a Zoom-only offering, so it doesn't really matter where you are. The hope was we'd come together in a new format for us, at least at Ascension, spend an hour examining this book for 5 weeks in a row. Romans comes to us in the middle of the New Testament, but it's an early writing of the Christian faith. And as the readings from Romans arrived in the lectionary last year, they struck me in a new way. It's never been like a favorite book for me, but I was feeling called to it in new ways. It was written as kind of an introduction of Paul to the Romans, maybe a sample of what he was writing before he arrived in Rome. A brief summary here. Paul clearly sets forth the foundations of the Christian faith. All people are sinful. Christ died to forgive sin. We are made right with God through faith, and this begins a new life with a new relationship with God. So if you're available Monday evenings at 7:30, please send me a message and join us for a study of Romans via Zoom. I think it will be a good chance for us to gather together and examine some scripture. Second thing I have for you today is the Examine. The Abbey, an area Episcopal ministry here in Dallas, is hosting a retreat on the Examine this weekend. It might be something that would interest you, but it occurred to me some of you may wonder or want to know a little bit more about what the Examine is. Now, earlier this year, or late last year rather, the men's group from Ascension gathered at Camp All Saints, and we took up Seek and You Will Find. And it's a book that outlines a variety of prayer practices, and it touches on the Examine in one of the chapters. And so I'm going to give you just a little bit of an overview, and I'll tell you, if you're interested in knowing more about prayer, we have a few copies. Some of the guys used it, read it, enjoyed it, but we had a few extras, and then a few of the guys said, hey, if someone else wants a copy. So I have a few of these here at Ascension if you're interested. So the premise with the Examine is it's something that can happen on a daily basis, periodically taking a wider look about a month or a year may be helpful. The underlying principle is that God loves you and you need to pay attention. So paying attention to God's love is the premise or the focus of the Examine. It's a little bit of a hello, or becoming an aware of God's presence. It's a moment of thank you or gratitude, reviewing the day or the past season and examining where we need to be grateful to for the blessings of God. It's taking a look, paying attention to our own emotions for the past day or season and how that's impacted us and our relationship with God. Fourth, it's a moment to say sorry, maybe choosing something that we've been astray in, or an area that we need to do better. And in that, there is a little bit of a caution just to also be kind to ourselves, to be realistic about our part in things and examine that as we seek to have a deeper relationship with God and with each other. And then last, it's seeking help, looking forward to the next season, the next day, and wondering where we'll see God in that time as well. It's a little primer, just a short overview of what the Examine is. Again, I'll include a link to the Abbey right here in Dallas, just south of us, next to St. Christopher's, right off 75. I think it's Lover's Lane. I'll include the link to that site, the registration, if you choose to look at that. And I have the book available here at Ascension. Next topic for our podcast this week is the blessing bags. I'm a big fan of these, and I know many of you are too. We have these in our narthex ready to go week by week. And many of you have come and told me how much you appreciate this ministry, which delights my heart in a number of ways. There's water, socks, there's disinfecting wipes, a snack or two, a variety of things. The youth actually help pick and guide and choose what goes into these, because they've taken this up as a ministry, assembling these and having them ready for us. we try to always have a stack of them on the table in our narthex so that anybody who comes here that might need one can take one. And all the members are encouraged to take one or two and keep them in your car. You know, often we see people maybe at an intersection, but certainly around town as we go about our day, about our lives. And we see people who are in need. And sometimes it's hard to know what to do or how to help. And this to us seemed like a way to share the blessings we've received, to be able to literally just hand over something that might be helpful. Not only have I heard from people, they've found it to be a blessing or a positive experience to be able to share these bags with others along the way. It's kind of helped bridge their desire to help and they're not knowing how. We've also heard back from some of the folks who've received them to say, boy, these are fantastic. And there's so many helpful things. And we're so grateful that your community has been providing them. So if you're here on campus or nearby, feel free to stop by, keep one of these in your car. You see someone in need, you can use them. If you'd like to support the ministry, I believe there's a wish list. I might be able to add a link to that in the comments, but I can certainly tell you, you can give to the Outbound Fund and that will continue to fund these bags into the future. It's something that we're committed to continuing to do. And our desire is to always have them available. Again, for me, deep gratitude to the youth group for stepping up and committing to assemble these. So if you see the youth in church, you might tell them thank you, especially if you've enjoyed having these available. And I love hearing the stories. Continue to tell me what's working and what's not with them. But you might also just tell the youth, your insights, and it might be a good place to enter into a conversation with some of the kids here at Ascension. My last topic this morning is a brief overview of the annual parish meeting coming up on the 29th. You can read more about it in the At Ascension, and there will be the packet of ministry reports will come out to you next week, along with little bios about those standing for election. Of course, the annual meeting is a time for us to reflect back, a little bit like that examine piece, thinking about the year 2022 and all that happened in it for us at Ascension. You can read reports from ministry leaders. You'll hear a presentation of the 2023 budget. You will have the opportunity to vote to elect new members to our vestry and those who will represent us as delegates to the diocesan convention, all important forms of how we operate as an Episcopal church. So we hope that you will join us at 9 a.m. on January 29th for that meeting. And not the same, but perhaps sort of related, in February, you can see more information on this soon. We're actually putting together a couple of listening sessions. We realize that the annual meeting is our chance as leaders to tell the church ministry reports and share what has been happening and some of the plans for the year ahead. But we also know it's really important for us to create opportunities to listen, to hear the good and the bad and the things that we want to make sure we keep doing, maybe how to refine or improve those things, along with maybe areas that we have been missing or things that have fallen away that we need to pick back up at this point in our time as a church. And so those listening sessions, the first will be on February, Sunday, February 12th, following worship, following the 10:30 worship service. And then that Thursday in the evening will be a Zoom only session. We hope that you will take those dates and get them on your calendar and plan to participate in those. The annual meeting, January 29th, and the listening sessions, February 12th, and I think it's the 16th. All those dates, of course, are in your At Ascension coming to your inbox tomorrow. If you're not receiving that, please do let me or Suzanne, our operations manager, know. We'll make sure we get those out to you. Those are our regular communications, and I hope that you're enjoying this regular communication as well. I'm grateful for your support in it, your encouragement, and I'll keep making them if you keep watching. Beyond that, I'll keep coming up with topics, but if there is something you'd like to hear about in the podcast, let me know. You can shoot me an email, give me a phone call, drop me a line, or you can post a comment on this video in YouTube. So thank you for watching, and I hope to see you in church sometime soon.